Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, How You Become Righteous Already in Progress.
The prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We need some righteous men. We got them. They just don't know they're righteous. That's the problem. But when you show me a man that's a Christian man, just like George, when he learns that he didn't have nothing to do with his righteousness, it was done by Jesus.
Amen.
And then because of his righteousness, he gives you all this power. You can pray for your family, your wife, or anything, and he'll do it for you. Life becomes fun. And not only do you have to pray for your wife or kids, it can be in your business. He can help you do all kinds of things, can he not, George?
Amen.
And it, like you said a while ago, it makes life a whole lot better because he shows us how to do things. But now George knows he don't have to be righteous to get his prayer answered. He is righteous because of what Jesus did on the cross. And so therefore, the prayer of a righteous man, which is you. So when you, after you learn who you are in Christ, you won't never have another bad day. I'm serious. You will not have a bad day. I mean, there may be times the enemy will kind of get in there and do something to you, but when you start meditating on who I am, hey, I'm a son of God. I'm a joint heir with the King. I'm an ambassador for Christ. I have power over the enemy. What am I doing letting that devil beat up on me? It's just like the time we were out there in Silver City, New Mexico a few years ago when this woman said she was all sick and afflicted and had all these pains in her breast. And she wanted me to minister to her. So that morning after the first night we were there, I went down to the hotel lobby and to the breakfast room, and she was down there, and we talked, and this girl was a Christian. She had studied the Word of God. Her Bible's marked up like my wife's. I mean, it had highlights all over it. But she had a problem. She couldn't get doctors, couldn't find her problem. So I sat there with her a little while, and I explained to her. I said, "You got a demon, woman. You got a demon." And I said, "There's some kind of sin, something you did that opened the door to let these demons in." And she said, "But Pastor, my husband and I have both repented of every sin known to man." I said, "Doesn't make any difference. You haven't hit it yet." I said, "You got to find out what it is." I said, "So Jeremiah 33:3 tells us we can call unto the Lord and he'll answer us and show us great and mighty things." So I said, "We got to find out what your sin is." So anyway, she finally said, "I have confessed every sin." I said, "Okay. No problem." I said, "Now then I'm going to command. I have all power and authority over demons. Now, I want you to see in Luke 10:19-20, I want you to see the power and the authority that Jesus has given to you over these spirits." In Luke 10:19-20, if I read that scripture and I believe Jesus is talking to me, and he is, then how much authority did he give me over the spiritual world? So what's left out of all, Becky?
Nothing.
Nothing. All we got to do is believe that, right, George?
That's amen. That's right.
That's all we got to do is believe it. So when you realize the power and authority he's given you, that you have been given all power and all authority over Satan, the only reason he has power over you is if you're living in sin and you have fell from grace and you're back under the law, then you got a problem. Then you have a problem. So that's why you got to walk in love. If you walk in love, then the devil has, you're not giving the devil any right. And so walking in love. Now, I mean, it's so easy to miss it when it comes to walking in love. You know, I mean, you can just, there's any number of things you can do. And where most husbands and wives miss it is in their little disagreements between one another. You know, they'll get out of their love walk. Or the wife will start, the wife is supposed to totally submit to the husband in all things. And you can start telling the husband something he needs to do. And if you're not careful, the wife will jump right in and say, "Now, you need to really do that." You know, boy, she'll start reading you the riot act. And women just seem to be like that to a degree. But they're not supposed to be like that. You know, they're supposed to be quiet. And let the. I tell women, if you really want to see God do something good, you just turn your husband over to the master. And then you pray for him. "God, do a great work in my husband. Soften my husband's heart. Make him more like Jesus, where I can see him blessed." I said, you know, you take an old boy like me that hated dogs. I didn't like dogs. I wouldn't have a dog in the house under no conditions. And Cheryl come to me and asked me one day, could she have another puppy? I told her, absolutely not. There ain't gonna be no dogs in my house. And so she didn't fuss at me. Because if she had started fussing at me, she'd have created a problem. But she didn't. She went straight to some of her girlfriends, said, I want y'all to agree with me in prayer that God will soften Thurman's heart, make him more like Jesus so I can have a puppy. And so the girls, see, the girls knew who they were. They're daughters of the King. And so they take Hebrews 4:16 that says, come boldly into the throne room of God anytime you want to in times of need for mercy. So she and those two girls, they walked right into the throne room of God. How dare them think they have the power to walk into the throne of the universe? How can they do that? Because God told them to. He told them, said, walk right into my throne room and boldly walk in there and tell me what you want. So that's what those girls did. And they walked in there. And of course, a few weeks later, Cheryl said, well, honey, has the Lord spoken to you yet? I said, about what? And she said, Lily Scrivener. I said, and who is Lily Scrivener? She said, my new puppy. I said, no, he has not. And if he does, the answer is still no, you can't have one. And isn't that amazing how we can be so bold and rough and tough before our wives? And so a few days later, I was on a Saturday night, I was sitting in there studying, and all of a sudden I hear this awesome voice, son. And I looked up, I knew it was the voice of the Lord. I had heard it so many times. I began to turn around to look in the room to see where he was, and I couldn't see him anywhere. But I said, yes, Lord. I said, what is it? He says, are you going to withhold from your wife what I've made special for her? I said, Lord, you made something special for Cheryl? He said, yes, son, a puppy. And he said, are you going to withhold it from her? Now, to stop and think about this, guys. This is plumb out of my pay grade.
Father to son.
Yeah, yeah. That the father is talking to me, one of his sons. And he's still saying, okay, that's my daughter that you're married to. But he said, I'm giving you the privilege to say yes or no to that puppy. Although I made it special at her request, she can't have it until you say it's okay. Now, that's a pretty awesome thing, George.
Right.
To think that God give you and me that kind of authority over the home. And most men, most of us are like me. They've never dreamed of the authority that God's given you over your home. I mean, but just like George and Becky, since they're learning how to walk in obedience, I mean, Becky says she loves it. And every time she needs something, she goes to him. George prays and she gets her answer almost immediately. And she's getting to where she's getting spoiled. But that's the way sons and daughters are supposed to work, though, right, George? So if we would only understand this principle of like this, and so when you get a hold of the power and the authority that you have, then this little girl out there in Silver City, New Mexico, whenever I told her, I said, now I'm going to pray for you, but I said, I'm going to command the spirits to be subdued so they won't create a scene inside this restaurant. Because I've seen spirits do some pretty wild things. And so I said, okay, Satan, I'm speaking directly to you, and I'm commanding that you not manifest, that you just go away when I command you to leave, because this girl's repented of all of her sins, so you have to leave when I command it. And so I said, in Jesus' wonderful name, I command every spirit to leave in Jesus' name. And when I did, that little girl's eyes pulled down into the middle and crossed. Her teeth clenched. Her tongue came out of her mouth, went overboard and back into her mouth upside down. I've never seen anything like that in my life. And I said, when I said, come out of her in the name of Jesus, they said, we're not coming out. We have legal right to be here. I said, you're lying. You do not have legal right. She's confessed all of her sin. No, she has not. The sin that allowed us to get in, she has not repented. So we are not leaving. I said, well, what is that sin? I said, I command you to tell me. It said, it's the rainbow girls. It said when she was a little, I think, 14-year-old girl, she joined the rainbow girls. And that opened the door, and that gave us legal right to enter her. And so we have legal right to be here, and we're not leaving. I said, okay, then I'll call her up, and I'll have her repent of that sin. Then I'll kick you out. He said, we are so ingrained into her brain. We will never allow you to deliver her in nobody's name. I said, we will never allow her to confess that sin. I said, well, John 20:23 says that I have been given power to forgive sin. Now, let me ask you a question. This was the one that got the Pharisees and Sadducees when Jesus said, I have power on earth to forgive sin. They said, you're crazy. Only God can forgive sin. That's not true. Sons of God are one with the Father. Are we not? Yes. Is that what Scripture says? Yes, we're one with Him. So then if He had power to forgive sin, He's living in us, so we have power to forgive sin. So John 20:23 makes this statement. Whosoever sinned, what? What does that say? Whoever sins, you forgive? What does that say? Read that real close. I must be reading that wrong. Whosoever sins you remit or forgive, they are remitted. Amen. And whoever sins you retain, they're retained. That can't be true. It is. You're convinced. It'll work for you. It'll work for anybody that knows. So anyway, whenever I quoted that verse, that demon in that woman spit all over me. She said, almost nobody knows that verse, and those that have read it don't believe it. I said, but I know it, and I believe it. So I said, according to John 20:23, I remit her sin. I forgive her sin of rainbow girls. I said, now, Satan, I demand and begin and command you to come out of this woman and leave her. And I'm telling you, for the next 7.5 hours, we cast demons out of this woman in a restaurant in Silver City, New Mexico. And Dave was there. Cheryl was there. We had a most intensive battle. We saw that woman levitate across the floor, 4 feet off the floor. We saw all kinds of things. We saw the devil do every kind of thing. Finally, the manager come in and said, y'all have got to get this woman out of my restaurants. He said, you're scaring everybody. My employees want to go home and everything else. And you've got to get out of here. I said, okay, we'll take her up to our bedroom and we'll finish this, but we're not through. As we went up to the bedroom and I threw that woman on the bed. I jumped right over on top of her and Cheryl jumped up on the bed and put a pillow beside her. And Dave grabbed her feet because she's kicking like crazy, doing all kinds of stuff. And we're commanding demons to come out. And finally, I looked at the clock and I said, Lord, in 1 hour, I've got to speak at that church. I said, when is this going to be over? And He spoke something into my heart just as clear as bell. He said, son, I completed this thing on the cross 2,000 years ago. I gave you all power and all authority over the devil. When you believe it's over, that's when it's going to be over.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, How You Become Righteous, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.